We're number one.
Jimmy is being a cheap ass. You know, I'm like, damn.
You heard it here first. Joe Rogan listens to our podcast first.
Right, we're the best. You know, they say people that cuss are more honest. So I'm an honest motherfucker. Put the fish away, Reggie.
It don't even hurt to give birth anymore.
Not for me.
Nothing to it.
Okay.
Let's do it. Come on. I'm ready. I want to do it.
I wear a thong. I got one on right now. You want to see?
Jimmy and Geek. Madhouse Bar Talks, baby.
That is a bunch of shit, if you ask me. That ain't make no sense.
Good morning. April 21st, Sunday morning. I'm here, Jimmy. Guido's here. And good morning. You guys are here.
Let's see who's all on here yet.
I don't know. Is someone on here already?
No. Yeah, no. Put a comment on it.
Yeah, somebody's on there already. Always a.
No, that's a.
Is it you?
No, it's us.
Us. Why is it us? It's not just you. I think it's you. I don't know. How was your week?
Oh, long.
Yeah.
Working a lot.
I did that damn. I started on Scotty's stairs. Morning, Brian. I started on Scotty's stairs. And
morning, Brian.
I spend my first day getting everything ready. I ain't built stairs in a while, you know. I spend my first day. And I spend my first day on these damn stairs. And, yeah, I fucked them up. And you know what I did was the treads are, they come out, I guess, apparently 10 and a quarter. I thought they came out 10 and three quarter. Treads are there. They're right there. I don't even measure them. I just, in my head, I know they're 10 and three quarter. 10 and a half if they're short. You know, they'll vary, I figured, you know. And I go to do it, and I had, like, barely a nosing on the stairs. Like, as I go to put the first one on, I was, fuck it, end of the day, and just started fresh the next day. I was mad.
Did you get them done?
No, I don't have them done. No, they're ready to start putting. We're starting them. We've been putting we're down like three or four down. But the problem is I got to order, like, because everything, he wants everything oversized. So I got to order treads in for it now. Like, I could do the ones that go into the wall, but then after that it opens up, you know what I mean? So then I got to have
the open. You think that might be compensation?
What's that?
Oversized and everything.
Oh, he called Scotty out.
Scotty.
Yeah, he said the addition is overcompensating.
Overcompensating, everybody.
That's fucked up. That's kind of rude.
That was a question, damn.
Jeez, that's a rude question.
He got a big truck.
I didn't measure even. I didn't even measure once, Brian. I just in my head knew what
I'm
it was.
Not getting Brian.
That's because I'm on Madhouse Bar and Grill right there. I see him, and then I got Bar Talk up here. I try to do those two, and then there's also contracting that's running on, but I don't have it on there. I don't have anybody watching that. Morning, Johnny Newman. The week was kind of crazy around Lorraine, huh?
Yeah.
What the hell was that about?
Car chases and shootings, all kinds of shit.
Yeah, what about that? The marshals went in to get that guy?
Yeah, that's crazy.
And they shot him. They killed him up in his bedroom. Said he was attacking him with a table leg.
Yeah, I'm sure he was.
I mean, even if he was, though, right? I mean, you're a federal marshal. You don't have a way to deal with somebody with a table leg or a club or something? I mean, come on.
Yeah, it wasn't a gun.
That don't sound right to me. That's not fair, I don't think. I don't know.
I'm sure there's going to be some investigation on that.
I mean, it don't seem right to me. You just shoot him. I mean, I don't know. I don't like it. I know he was a violent criminal and stuff, but it was just, I think he was just a probation violation is all they were going after him for.
Yeah, that's too much.
Yeah, that's way too much. But he had a club. I mean,
we wouldn't.
In this day and age, that's not okay. You know what I'm saying?
Right. There's so many.
When we were kids, I mean.
They just beat your ass.
Yeah, you wouldn't fuck with a club. You wouldn't even think about it. They would just, you knew you was getting your ass handed to you if you fucked with them.
Just walk up and get the cuffs on.
Yeah, you wouldn't mess with it. Yeah. But yeah, nowadays, that's like unheard of. Like, you just, that's not acceptable, I don't think.
Well, if he's younger, they might just whip your ass and let you go. Shit.
I don't know about with the federal marshals though. We're talking just cops. Yeah, like, that was like federal marshals. But you would think like, okay, if he's coming at you at a table, you can't shoot him in the leg.
Yeah, but you got tasers, you got mace, you got.
They said he tasered him and it didn't do anything.
Then there's another taser. Somebody else got one in it.
I would imagine. I don't know.
And I'm sure. I think they shoot twice or something.
Something. I would think you'd shoot him in the leg first. I'm just saying, you don't just take him out. I wouldn't think you just wipe him out.
I don't know. You just think they'd have a riot gear on where they could just rush him anyways, like that club wouldn't do shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you would think. You'd think if it's one guy and like five federal marshals, I would think that the club doesn't beat anything anyways.
Listen, you think it's five federal marshals? Remember that one with the girl? How many was there?
That was cops, though. This was marshals. This was federal marshals. I don't know how many were in there. I just seen, like, outside afterwards, and there was, like, five of them standing around. But I don't know how many were up in the room when it happened. But I thought they said three of them went to the hospital.
If you're that scary to be a cop, you shouldn't be a cop, I think.
It's kind of like the dog situation, right?
What?
When they shot the dog, what was the dog's name? I can't remember. What the hell was her name?
I don't remember.
I don't remember her name now. Damn it. I feel bad. I want to say Tipsy, but that's my dog's name. But it might be what it was. I don't remember. It sounds right, right? Yeah, Justice for Tipsy?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe that's where she got the name.
No, Amanda named that dog after. That was Tipsy just because we have a bar. We thought that was, you know, kind of funny, cute. But, yeah, I don't know. I think, like,
you could
shot him in the leg, I would think. Yeah, no kidding, man. That's fucking,
it's funny.
Well, you know what the thing is? Amanda was getting so pissed about this dog. Like, she's going, fuck this dog. It's got to go. I'm done. I'm not dealing with it, this and that. But she's training him, like, on the pee pad and all that stuff. And I'm like, I go, okay, I'm done. I'm not dealing with this no more. So I cut it out. I got rid of all the pee pads and shit like that and just started training her outside. And we've had no problems. I mean, you got to wipe her ass still. But Amanda's problem was if she went on the pee pad and you're not in there, and then she's got ass hanging with, you know what I mean, cock-a-butt, and then she runs around your house. You know what I'm saying? Like where if you take them outside to use the bathroom, just wipe their ass before you bring them in. You know what I mean?
Just a shitty situation.
It is a very shitty situation. I just told her before we went on air, I said, just put the pumpkin in it. Because she put pumpkin powder. I don't know. I think we talked about it. She tried to kill the dog.
Yeah.
She bought some Chinese
pumpkin powder
that you put in their food and it thickens it up or whatever. And she got so sick, we've been scared to actually give her pumpkin. Like, what if it was an allergic reaction to that? Like, we didn't know. But I think it was contaminated Chinese junk is what I think it was.
So you got some more?
No, like you know, unsweetened pumpkin pie filling type stuff. You know what I mean? This was powder before, but this is just like what you would make a pumpkin pie with. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just put that in there. They say that thickens it up. I mean, if she has a thick poop, it'll be all right. It'll just drop out. You know what I'm saying? You would think. I hope. At the very least, it should be easier to wipe. Right now, it's like 20 wipes, man.
Holy shit, man. That's just fucked up.
The other day, I wiped her ass like seven baby wipes now. I'm not talking toilet paper. Baby wipes. Seven of them. And Amanda takes it for a walk, and she's like, didn't you wipe the dog's ass? Because she's out in the sunlight, and she can see the stain still on her.
God. Man, I don't know. That's too much.
This is my life.
Yeah. I called you the other day. You was walking her.
Yeah.
That shit was funny.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. I've chid, Brian. I did that this week. I switched it to, Brian said change the food. I changed it to Bill Jack this week. I went down to Bevan's. They moved down here. I didn't even realize they moved. She's down here. She's doing more grooming and stuff now. And it used to be you'd go, that's where you went to get Bill Jack, basically, was Bevan's. They always had, you know, the good stuff there. And I went in to see her, and she didn't have any of that stuff down there. But she did say, yeah, that Bill Jack is supposed to, like, bond better and all that. She goes, yeah. She goes, that's what I would do. I would just go get Bill Jack. So I ended up going to the pet store and getting Bill Jack, but it hasn't made a difference. She's like 4 days in now, and it hasn't made a difference. So I want to try the pumpkin. Hopefully the pumpkin sit works. I don't know. Crazy, man. It's crazy what you did, what we're dealing with.
Look, you know how we support the local businesses. We talk good about them and stuff. But I'm going to have to say, I went to George's last weekend.
You mentioned that last week.
It was horrible.
You said that last week.
And then that Phases, they're ridiculous, too.
Why? What happened there?
I won on a – one day I won on a video game.
Yeah.
And it was, was it $1,300? So they didn't have the cards or nothing. They couldn't pay me. So I was like, all right, that's fine. So then they say, come back next week.
Next week?
Next week.
Next week?
The following week. So I go back. They still didn't have it. I had to come back a couple days later. I'm like, damn.
Next week?
Yeah. So then I was like, all right, no big deal. It happened one time. No big deal. So then I go back again. And I hit $72, I think it was. 71, something, whatever. 70 bucks. So it was on a, was it Saturday? And they closed on Sunday. They said, come back Monday. I said, all right, no problem. I'll come back Monday. They're like, can you come back tomorrow? I said, man. And I just crumbled up the ticket, threw it at him. I said, keep it, man. I was like, God damn. Y'all motherfuckers that fucking petty? You ain't got 70 bucks?
Yeah, what the hell is that about?
Yeah, take that fucking machine out of there if you ain't going to be able to pay up.
Whose machines are they?
What is that? Rain Music?
Is it? That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who it is. I don't know anything about her.
Yeah, it's Lorraine Music. But I'm like, it doesn't really matter about the company that provides the machine. It's the bar owner, right?
Well, I don't know what other people's policy is. Like, what the way we have it with Lorraine Music, our agreement with them is that, I mean, we clean out the machines and stuff. You know what I mean? We have the key. We go in. We get the money. So if somebody hits, usually the money's in the machines. You know what I mean? So you just got to get in the machines and get the money out. So, I mean, if that was a possibility, I guess it could have been. You know what I mean? No, a week is too much. No, but I mean, if they had to wait for another, like, I don't know if it's not Lorraine Music, if it's somebody else, like, right, you know what I mean?
But regardless, $72.
They might have a different policy.
You pull it out your own drawer and
you would think so.
You would wait on your money, not have your customer wait on the money.
Right.
And not multiple times.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I was like, keep it. Damn, y'all so petty.
So you lost 70 bucks this week?
That was last week.
You gave them 70 bucks?
Yeah. And I'll never go back in there.
70 bucks?
Fucking petty.
That's a lot of money.
I guess for them.
Yeah, 70 bucks. Huh? Hit here.
I lost here this week.
When you do, I'm going to make you wait a week.
Yeah, but yeah.
I'm gonna, maybe 2 weeks. Yeah. I'm going to wait until you throw the ticket at me, yeah, and then I get the money.
There you go. Win-win for you.
Win-win.
Yeah, put the money in the machine, and then you get my winnings. Right? That's how it works.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I bet you do.
I like it. That's a good idea. I think I should do that. Phases, Kathy. Kathy's asking where it's at. That's Phases. That's the old Union Hall across the street next to Smokes for Less.
Yeah, we gave them such good props here. Undeserved, I guess.
They've been rude to me. They call me racist and stuff. Yeah. Like they're just she's been rude to me.
Look at I go in there. I buy I think one beer, lady sitting there. I buy her two drinks. And then I tip the bartender good. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even go in there like that. But I ain't, you know, tip the bartender good.
Was she a cute
customer? Well, the
bartender.
Yeah.
That's why you tipped her good. Don't pretend you were doing something nice.
Come on, you know me better than that. I tip all these ugly girls. No, I'm just saying. No, she's cute. I tipped her by some lady that she used to come in here with, what's his name? Damn. She used to come in here. But anyway, she was there. I don't really know her, but I've seen her around. So I bought her a couple drinks, and then I, you know, tipped a bartender and left.
Jeff Simmons just said he's got an English bulldog. Said he's got to wipe her ass every time she comes back in. And then he said, good morning, guys.
Oh, my God.
Kathy said she hit 200, took him an hour in the back. She had just waited an hour.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Hours better than a week.
I think they're prejudiced.
Is that what it is?
Puerto Rican.
No, yeah, Kathy is white.
They,
right.
They keep throwing that racist shit over here.
Yeah, well, you might be right. Maybe it might be what
maybe
it
maybe
is.
They're racist and throwing the blame somewhere else. What do you think?
That lady that owns Bevan's, like, she seen me. And she goes, hey, Jim, like, sis came and I have no clue who she is.
Yeah.
I don't know her. I'm not saying I don't. I mean, she looks familiar. I don't know who she is, though. Is she involved when we do that pit bulldog stuff that we do?
Probably.
I would imagine, right?
I think so.
So that's probably where she knows me from. She knew me right away. Like, she's like, hey, Jim, and like came over and talked to me. She says, oh, you got a Frenchie? She's like, I'm like, who is this woman? Like, but
maybe she hears a podcast.
I bet you she comes in with that when we do that poker run.
Probably
with them.
I don't know what she looks like.
So but I always deal with my friend over there that I went to school with. You know what I mean? That actually runs the or is part of it. That
so where's, I,
that's
where's
what
it
I
at
usually
now?
Deal with. That it's now it's in that like by Hawk's Greenhouse or whatever. Like kind of
really?
Yeah. Over by, like next to the old racquetball club or whatever, like oh. In that, like it's weird. Like you got to go through the fence and stuff. But she's doing more grooming now. That she doesn't do any kennels and stuff like she used to do because that was their big thing was kennels. She doesn't do any of that anymore. She just does grooming and stuff. But she had like 5 groomers over there.
For real?
Yeah, nice little spot. It was a cool little spot. Went and checked it out. Maybe. She's a real pretty woman that owns that place. She's a real pretty woman.
She drive a Corvette, right?
I don't know. I have no clue.
I think she had a yellow Corvette down here when years ago.
Pretty blonde lady?
Yeah, she's older now, huh?
Still pretty. Yeah. I mean, doesn't matter what age she is. She's pretty. Yeah. You know what I mean? She'd be pretty at 25. She's a pretty woman. She's a real pretty woman. But that's why I was shocked that she knew me. I'm like, I never seen this woman before that I remember. I don't know. I feel bad for even saying it, but I really don't remember that woman ever. Maybe she was having a good hair day or something this time. Maybe she's not pretty. I don't know.
She's still pretty. Yeah, nah, that place really kind of just pissed me off.
Phases?
Yeah. Just weird.
They go through phases.
Yeah, they're just. Oh, man. I don't know.
We'll be back after a quick break.
I'm comedian David Race in Los Angeles. I host a celebrity-filled paranormal talk show like no other. Monstrosity has great guests answering weird questions. You won't believe the combo of celebrities and paranormal experts who've been on this show. I guarantee you'll like Monstrosity, or you get your time back. Go to monstrositypodcast.com right now and take a look.
Johnny Newman said that's the old owner's daughter, Amy, that had the vet. Is that who owns it now, though, Amy?
What was her name?
I don't know. She came up to me like knew me 100% and I had no clue
who
she was.
You're so fucking rude. That's so rude.
That I didn't know her?
Yeah.
What I should have said, I don't know who you are. Can I have your name, please?
You'd be like, what's your name again? That's all. Yeah.
Jeff just switched from being on Bar Talk to Bar and Grill. He switched on us. He switched off. I don't know why. I commented on it already, what he said. But, you know, it's funny because we do that thing with Kim has it now. Her name's Kim. Kim, apparently. I don't know.
But I was right about the vet. All I know is it was a yellow vet down there.
Yeah, I don't know who that is either. I went in there when I used to go in there to buy food a long time ago, but I don't even... I don't remember who I dealt with or paid attention. I just was running and grabbed food. You know what I mean? And nobody knew my name, that's for sure. Back then. I don't know.
Uh-oh, something went wrong.
Somebody went and said that name. That name you can't say.
I thought you changed that all over.
I changed it out there, but not on this one here.
Yeah.
I need to change that. But yeah, so it's funny because we do that with the poker run with the pit bulls down there, that they're doing the canine club down here. Mm. And now we're going to do this other thing for with dogs, the dog park thing. And that's going to be May 4th. Okay. So May 4th, and Jeremy Jordan just started watching. You want to listen to this? May 4th in Berea at, I think it's, what is it called? Let me go look. I think it's called WJ Green Lodge, which is in Berea. It's part of the Metro Parks. From 11 to 6, we're going to do an event called Top Dog Tailgating. And it's brought to you by the City Dogs of Cleveland. It's put on by the City Dogs of Cleveland. For anybody who wants to go, you can bring your dogs. It's $25 donation per person. And for that $25, you get food and beverage. We're going to be there live doing the podcast along with whatever else. I think there's multiple people doing podcasts there. And here's the kicker. If you are a subscriber to Madhouse Bar Talk, you come as part of our group for free, you and a guest. If you're a subscriber for Madhouse Bar Talk. And so you get food and beverage. We have a good day.
Hey, is it, as you said, it's $25 a dog, but it's 30.
25 a person.
Oh, okay. So, but if your dog leaks, it's 35 a person, right?
Well, this is out in the Metro Park, so I don't think it much matters if your dog leaks.
Okay. I was just making that clear.
But yeah, so I think that's cool. So if you are a subscriber to Madhouse Bar Talk, you will get to come in free and come and join us, have fun, and get food and beverage and everything. So
that's, and what day does
sweet.
That fall on? Saturday?
It's a Saturday. Yeah. Yep. And it's in Berea. It's part of the Metro Parks. It's like there's kind of like a pavilion. That's why it's the JW Lodge or whatever, JW something Lodge, whatever it is. And I'll post that on Bar Talk for anybody. If you go on the Facebook page for Madhouse Bar Talk, I'll put that on there. And, yeah, it'll be fun, I think. I think we'll have fun. But it's 11 to 6. What are we going to do from 11 to 6? We're going to be on air the whole time?
No, hell no.
Do an hour, maybe take a break, do another hour or something?
We got enough shit to talk.
We could just cut it up later for one episode, turn it into one episode.
Get the good stuff out of it.
Man, Johnny, you're mean.
What do you say?
No, he said she had a lazy eye. Her husband was Ray.
Oh, damn. Block him.
Well, it's funny because did I ever tell you about that one? The one HVAC guy I used to work with all the time, Johnny. This dude was cool as hell, and everybody called him Johnny Walleye. Everybody did. He had the eye was always like looking at the wall, and. Everybody called him Johnny Walleye, and I just assumed that was just everybody called
it
that.
You called it to his face?
I called it to him to his face, and he just looked at me like, damn,
you
dude.
Disrespectful motherfucker.
Oops.
Yeah,
oops, sorry. Yeah, he was a cool dude. I liked him, but it was funny because then the one guy, Kevin, that worked with me, we were talking about him, the lazy one, the lazy carpenter that's good, but he's only good because he's lazy. He was there, and they were talking, and he wanted to, like, play. I guess they play because that's Kevin loves his video games. He's, like, always online playing video games and stuff. And Kevin, like, set it up to hook up with them so they can play online together or whatever on this video game. And his name was like, I forget what, man, what was it? Like Pink Fluffy Cupcake or something? Or Pink? And I mean, a big burly guy, you know what I mean? It was just fucking hilarious. He goes, that was my daughter's handle or something. I'm like, yeah, sure it was. That's funny. Yeah, so I don't know how we're going to handle that as far as like, it's a 7-hour event. I mean, I don't know what we're going to do for 7 hours.
I don't either.
I mean, maybe watch what's going on. I don't know what else they're going to do there. I mean, but they're drinking beer. The beer is included too for the $25. You can't beat that. That's a good deal.
Yeah, I might have to go rent a dog.
Well, you're already in because you're in on a, yeah, on a still, bar talk.
I don't want to be like without a dog. Come on, you're going to.
You got
to
borrow a dog.
That's like going to.
I got one you could borrow.
No.
I'll give you some baby wipes.
Yeah, that's all right. Shit.
But you know what? It's a way easier now, though, with the dog, anyway. It's just way easier. She goes outside. I mean, Amanda's whole problem is she jumping around on the furniture.
This big, man.
Yeah.
So why you need 7 wipes to wipe his ass?
Dude, I'm telling you. You tell me why. I don't know why.
Man, I'll hook up the hose.
It's a greasy streak. It's just greasy. And they're wipes, too. It's not toilet paper. It's wipes.
Man, I'll be grabbing that dog by the ass. And
That's what it needs, like one of those little pet kennel things.
Yeah,
a
little bidet or something.
Yeah, right?
Jeez.
Yeah, I don't know. It's ridiculousness. Jeff said his rings the doorbell. Really? So do you have it? So Jeff, okay, here's the next question. Do you have it like is it a fenced in yard or do you have like one of those invisible fences? What do you got to contain your dog? Cause see what we did is I thought it'd be nice. Okay. We're having her go outside. So I went and bought it. I bought an invisible fence and it's my mom has the same one. It's like it's a box. You set it up and then you set the radius for the distance around it. And then you take them out there, you put the collar on them, and they walk them around or whatever, and they get zapped. So then but it beeps first. Then when it gets too far, it zaps them. And the first time we put it on her, you know, it beeped, zapped her, she jumped back, everything's great. So then Amanda takes her out, trying to, like, show her or whatever, and, like, Amanda walks her out. Amanda won't put it back on her no more. Because she goes, it wouldn't stop beeping. Oh, well, it wouldn't do it. It was zapping the shit out of her. And she's got a video, dude. I'll see if she'll let me post the video. Dude, this dog is like freaking, like freaking out, jumping all over the place. She's like, nope, I'm not doing it. Not happening.
Put it on her.
Keep her at home.
Yeah.
Don't let her leave.
Say, here, it ain't so bad. Try it.
I'll end up like, what's his name? The Ariel Castro. What was the other thing with the helicopters and the Hellcat and all that? What was that going on?
I don't know, man. I didn't look into it. It sounded pretty crazy, though.
There was helicopters going forever. Even after they were saying they had them already, there were still helicopters.
I guess there was two
around.
Of them, huh? Two cars running around?
I heard there was two incidents. I heard one, like, ran into some apartments in Lorraine or something.
I don't know.
Like, the person got out of the car, ran into apartments in Lorraine. I heard that one happen, but then the big one that I heard was this Hellcat. They said that thing went around the circle at 113 out there, freaking on two wheels, went around that new loop they just put out there. Said that it was on two wheels, and they had the helicopters that were falling. It went to like, they said it was going down 57 at like 100 miles an hour, which doesn't seem that fast, but...
No.
I mean, it seems like a Hellcat could do a lot faster than that, but depending on what the situation is. But then they jumped out in Columbia Station right along Rocky River and were like running across the river. I guess he just jumped out and ran across the river and she was having trouble getting across the river. She was pregnant. There was two of them. Wow. She was pregnant, but I have no clue what they did, who it was. I haven't heard another word about it. Other than that, that's all I know. I have no idea why they were chasing them, nothing. But the helicopters were out for, God, at least 3 more hours after that. Right. Yeah, I don't know what they were doing.
Well, they finally got to go out. They probably was like, let's enjoy it while we're out here.
Just go out and enjoy, have fun. Jeff says he got nothing like that. Yeah. Nothing of the sorts. Is Amanda sending me? Amanda's sending me the video. Now, how do I? I wonder if I could get. I see I need to get that where it posted on here. This video is nuts, dude. It's freaking nuts.
Video of what?
That's her when she goes to. So this is the video of her whenever she goes to take her for a walk and how it like falls apart, like how it messes up. Like the whole thing just like it goes bad. It goes real bad. Did you see it?
No.
Yeah, she just like zaps the shit out of her, goes jumping around. It's crazy. It does look bad. But I think that she was just doing some jumping still out of being upset about it. It wasn't that funny, Dick.
She did a wheelie.
Dude, yeah, it's no joke. I don't know if we can get that to where I can see it. I don't know.
Man, that...
I don't think we could get it where we can see it.
Put it out there. I'll tell you. Go closer.
Well, no, I got to do it in real time, I think. Because if I do it in real time, I can see it myself real good.
Oh, that shit was funny.
Yeah, Amanda freaked out. Now she will not let me have this thing on there.
The dog did a wheelie.
Let me see if I can. Can I get it in full screen to do this? Let me see here. There we go. That's better. So there it is. Now watch the dog. As the dog's coming, if I can get it to clear up a little bit, the dog goes right there. She goes to walk past like where the flags are. There's flags out there. See her, how she's still saying she's freaking out? Like she's still like, she's like, no, this is no good.
Can't see it there.
Yeah, you can't really tell too good. But yeah, zap the shit out of her. Now Amanda won't let me have the fence because that would make your life easy if you could just let her out, stays in it. Because my mom does that. My mom just opens the door, lets the dog out because she'll bring the whole box with her, let the dog out, and the dog will just go out. It hears the beep and they stop. They don't go to where they get zapped, you know? And I keep telling Amanda, that's what will happen. She's like, nope, ain't doing it.
Why don't you just put like a chicken fence around your back door and then... She just goes right there. Can't go past the.
I don't want that. That's stupid.
Why?
Cause.
Okay.
I mean, you're going to limit the dog to a little chicken fence right at your back door. You just go out your back door, and which it doesn't even matter because that back door is like boarded up right now.
Well then.
Because of Mike Ogle.
Ogle.
Yeah.
I thought
Mike Ogle.
He was doing such a good job. He trimmed your window.
Yeah. He weed whacked back there yesterday. And I was in the kitchen and I heard thump. And I'm like, what the fuck? That didn't sound good. So then he comes to the door. Or, well, he called me and he goes, oops. He goes, you got the cash on you or I got to get it later? I go, no, I got it on me. So he comes to the door and I hand him the cash. And right as I'm handing him the cash, Amanda goes, he shattered the whole back door. I'm like, snatched it back out of his hand.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, that's what it was. So, yeah, I had to board up the window back there now.
Wow.
Yeah, it's boarded up. I got to go get a new door now.
I bet he felt bad.
Yeah, he didn't feel that bad. He took the $100 and was out.
Did he?
Yeah, it didn't take him 3 minutes to get out of there.
He probably needed a new back window anyway.
Yeah, it's gone. It was
shattered.
Well, there
you go. You got a little door, a doggy door. He could walk right out.
Yeah, he could just walk right out of it. I just put a hinge right on it. Yeah. See how that works. That was a loud ass pop, but I didn't think it sounded like glass broke, but that's what it was.
Shattered or
shattered?
It fell down.
Shattered.
It didn't fall down though?
It did not fall down, no. It was shattered. It was just like, you know, crackled. But the thing is, all night you could hear it. Like
still
if you
cracking.
Were down there, yeah, you could hear it just
you're like, it's about to fall.
It sounded like you would a Keurig.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, I mean, it was annoying. So, yeah.
You got enough on your list. You just added another one.
Yeah, right. Now let me go fix the door. Let me go.
But he did a nice job at the bar.
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
Really nice.
How nice is that?
I said, wow, he did a nice job.
Oh, yeah. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Man, it was a mess around here. Cleaned it up real nice. You did a good job.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. What did he do? Throw it all at my window? All the mess?
Well, got to get rid of it so loud. Hey, training collar with a remote. Zap, zap.
What's that?
Somebody said something.
Well, that's what I had as a that's what it is a training collar.
That's a fence collar.
Oh, the one where you zap it yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that either. I don't know. They have those. Like, I worked on, man, I don't want to know who it is. I wish I could remember it was a Browns player. I'm trying to remember what his name was. He retired. He owns an insurance company now in Westlake, or maybe it's in North Olmsted, but his house was in Westlake. And we worked on his house, and their dog had, like, a training collar, and it would get out and take off running. Like, you couldn't even see it. It'd be gone. And they just hit the button and run back. Yeah.
That
was cool. It was pretty slick. I was shocked. Yeah.
No, the dog was shocked.
Well, I don't know, because I think that it beeps at first. I think the training one beeps it too. Beeps, and then they just come back. You don't even have to zap it.
Right.
I don't know. But our lives are better now. Now that she's going out, that's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Lives are better. I still want to know what went on with that helicopters, though. That was crazy shit. That was wild.
Well, you guys were busy yesterday, huh? All day, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Friday, too.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Yeah, we were busy yesterday without the patio, too, though.
Yeah, that was pretty busy.
That new girl, Amber, that's out down there, she was the bartender at night, and I called off, because it was so, like, there was so much wind blowing through the patio, and I'm watching, and I go, yeah, it's probably nobody's going to want to sit out there, you know? So I just called Malibu and said, there's no reason, I think, to open a patio. And then I went out there, and I'm like, man, it's actually pretty nice. I probably should have just opened it up, dude. It was pretty nice, actually, inside the patio. Even though they were, like, the canvas was flapping and stuff, it was fine. And the heaters weren't even on yet, and it was fine.
Yeah, me and Terry sat out there for a little bit.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Well, it was all right for a smoker to go out there, smoke, and go back in, but I don't think people...
But without heaters, though, dude, that's with no heat. I mean, you got heaters, too, still.
No, I don't know.
I think it would have been, I think it would have been fine to have it open. But either way, once I got rid of, I screwed up. I should have just had her come serve if nothing else inside, because the inside was busy all night and it was just only Amber down there. But she handled it okay, it seemed like. Yeah. I saw Liz helping her out a little bit. And I did see some people helping her, you know, here and there. But for the most part, she was doing her thing, moving and grooving. She did all right. She seems to be a pretty good addition. She rolls her silverware.
For real?
Oh, my
God. She's a keeper then.
No, I said if she rolls her. The other day we came in and there was no silverware to be found anywhere.
Who worked that night?
Her.
Oh.
When next morning we come in and there was like, I mean, literally I looked, Azare was the bartender in the morning and I go, you ain't got no silverware? There was none, because I fried up my egg whites or whatever. And I'm like, I go to grab me a fork, and I'm like, there's no silverware, none? She goes, no, not one.
Wow.
Like, how could there be not one? I couldn't believe it. So I don't know if that's a matter of training. I think that's what it seems like. That would be a training issue, right?
Who trained her?
Amanda said she rolled silver before she left last night.
Who, Santiago?
No, my Amanda.
Oh.
Evidently, she was watching her roll silverware. But I needed to watch her last night. I told her I'd be watching a little extra when I went to bed a little early, though. Yeah, you can hang out, Jeff, without drinking. That's all I'm saying. You don't have to get drunk.
What do you say?
Puke in the parking lot. He said he misses hanging out here, but he doesn't miss knowing where his keys are Sunday morning. Yeah, pretty neat stuff. I think I'm ready for boating season. That's what's in my head. I still got to get my boat ready and get it in the water.
Oh, you can take it out 2 times this year?
No, I'm forcing it to happen this year, man.
How many times did you take it out last year?
Twice.
How many times did you take the year before?
Oh, the year before, 7 maybe. 7's acceptable. I could live with 7.
Yeah.
I could live with 7.
You don't
7.
Feel like you're just wasted your money and storage and all that shit.
And then spending some weekends there. I like spending the weekends there. To me, I would just go stay at the marina all summer. That's what I would do. If it was up to me, I would stay at the marina all summer. I'd never come home. But Amanda feels bad because they're watching, or the kids in the neighborhood don't, you know, that Dylan's not like, doesn't have them to play with. And he doesn't have no kids really down there, you know, all the time. There used to be more kids down there. Mm. Or maybe they are, but they're in a different area. They're not there. Because when we go to the pool, there seems to be kids there when we go swimming at the pool in the marina. Oh, sweet, Doug. I can't wait. That's awesome. Doug's coming back to Valley Harbor this year.
I see that.
So he must be getting rid of. I did see his boat. I did see your Carver for sale. What'd you get now? he had a Carver, so he had to move out. He was down. Hey, actually, I think he's in where Keith is, or right by where Keith is.
Where? In a Copper Kettle or something?
Mm-mm. Vermilion, but on the other side of the bridge. Because, like, Keith can't get under that bridge with that 50-footer, but he can't. Doug had that, it was a carver. It's got, like, the fly bridge. It sits high, you know what I mean? Well, I don't even know if his has a, I think it has a fly bridge. I'm pretty sure it does. I don't think I actually went and looked at this boat. I've been on his other boats he had, the other last two he had before this one, but not that one. He moved, well, he was out of Valley Harbor. Because he'll come down if you're down there. He'll come down and it's just like, come on, let's go.
He we'll come
just
here take a off. Couple times?
Doug George? He's been here a couple times.
Yeah, I think I met him.
Doug George? Yeah, you know, you got to know who he is. He was one of the original owners of Sal and Al's.
Yeah, I think I met him here.
Yeah. And he had some pizza shops. He's a realtor.
Yeah.
He's the one that listed that property in Ridgeville that we sold. That he was, he's a good dude. His whole family's been in the restaurant business for years and years. You know what I mean? The Georges are infamous with, like, I think his mom has, what is that, the moose head? Or what is that called over there? Oh, you were in Jackalope last year? I didn't know that. Yeah, I guess he was over there in Jackalope last year. He was in the lagoons. Like, he was kind of by where Keith is. Keith's in Vermilion Power Boats is where Keith is. But it's right kind of where, because Doug's was, I guess, just in the lagoons, I guess, not in an actual marina. I don't know. But I can't wait. I want to get on the boat this year. The jet ski's ready to go. It's in good shape.
I can't wait for you to be on the boat, too.
Yeah, you can't wait?
No. You know why?
Why?
Because when you're on the boat, I take the bike.
Yeah, that does happen. That's true.
It does happen.
That was looking at now, yesterday, you said you liked it.
What's that?
Troy's son's bike.
Yeah, I like it.
To me, it looks like an Indian. It looks like Harley is trying to copy the Indian.
I doubt it, but anyways.
It's what it looks like. The bags look like an Indian. The front end looks like an Indian. Have a good one, Doug. The everything about it looks like an Indian to me. It does. It looks like an Indian. Sounded like a Harley, but it looks like an Indian.
Well, that's all that matters. It sounded like a Harley.
I don't know. I don't like the way the Indians look, though.
I like that bike.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't care for it.
It's a new style. It's one of them things you got to get used to.
Yeah, it looks like an Indian, though. It looks like they copied an Indian.
I don't agree. I don't think so.
I swear to God, if you take that and look at that compared to an Indian chieftain, the bags, like the hard bags on Indian Chieftain, it looks the same. It's got that rounded, short bag. They look generic to me on an Indian. Like, I think the Indian looks generic.
Well.
And now the Harley's going to duplicate that? That's crazy. They were going the right way with my bags. They're stretched, coming over the pipes and stuff. That looks good.
It's just a different style, that's all.
Yeah, an Indian style. It's an Indian style. You could just go buy the Indian for half the price, right? Why buy the Harley?
I don't know all the specs on the Minions. I really ain't talked to anybody that really got one, so I don't know. The only one that I know that's got one is Angel.
Well,
this is just a scout or something.
Yeah, but Pat's got him. Pat prefers them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a preference thing.
Pat Campana's got him. He actually just bought a new one, actually, and it was an Indian. He was looking, and he ended up buying an Indian. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no idea. We might have a prospect for a producer.
For real?
Yeah, to come in and help us with the production.
That's what we need.
Yeah. I think we have a prospect for it. It's the guy that we did a shout out to Redline before.
Oh yeah.
And I was talking to him yesterday. He come in the bar and he goes, Hey Jim, I listen to your podcast. And I'm like, yes, I got you. You got my attention. And I was like, right away, jumped on it. Like, yeah, what do you need?
Usually you'd be like, I ain't got time for this. What do you podcast? Oh, yeah.
So anyways, he starts telling me that he did the red line. He did the production and he was actually one of the talents and the producers on the red line one. And I'm like, oh, really? And I kind of remembered it because me and you were looking at it back when
we heard about it.
And it was Sean Panther was on it. Right. And we knew Sean. So we were like watching it, and I remember the graphics and stuff were pretty good on it.
Right on, yeah.
Yeah, they were real good. So then I'm like looking at his name's Rob J. And he sent me some links. I got his number. He sent me some links, and I went and looked at some of his other stuff because he was on Cleveland Finest podcast, and then he had that one. And then he's done some like videos too, where it's just like little short series type videos that he does for, it's like a college, like college NBC or something like that. Something to that effect. But I mean, seems like he's got the know-how for the stuff that we want to do.
That's exactly what we was looking for.
And then we can start, you know, setting that up with, I think we're going to do this week, we're going to put the TVs in here, and I might even try and get the cameras in here this week. Cause I'd like to pull this, the stuff we're using now, I'd like to use for the mobile when we go like on May 4th. So that's not that far away.
Right.
So I kind of want to get it set up in here cause I don't want to take this down and reset it up. You know what I mean? So I think we're going to try and have that conversation with him today. He's interested in doing it. He said he like it's
and he's local. He's around here.
Yeah, he lives right back here in the neighborhood.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He lives right back in the neighborhood. It's I think a good fit. I think it could work out for us. And he's got quite a bit of experience. He usually was more of the person talking. You know what I mean? But he did all this production and stuff like that. So I think that'll be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Then we get some TVs in here mounted up, get some decoration of some sort behind us so it's not just black behind us, you know, that solid black darkness, you know.
What the hell Brian talking about? What do you know about no damn bikes?
They're accepted by the Harley family. Does Brian have a bike?
I don't think he can climb on one. He's too short.
That was wrong. I don't know, Jim Rowe's pretty short, and he sits on mine pretty nice, actually, and he's pretty short.
I'm just messing with
him. He's got them short legs. He goes right on it. No issues whatsoever. No problems. You were looking at another bike. You going to go look at that today?
I don't think they're open today.
No?
They might be. I don't know. I might take a ride and see.
Might as well. Mm. It was a pretty good deal.
Yeah, it's an older bike. Not too expensive.
What year is it?
99.
Oh, that is an older bike. What was your other one? Was it 2010?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going back 11 years. What was the one you had, that last one you had, though? That little blue one?
That was a nice little bike. I don't know. I don't remember what year that was. I got a real good deal on that one.
Yeah, I wonder...
I find them. I'm never in a rush to get one. Because like I said, I'll just jump on yours, jump on my nephew's. I ain't no rush to get one, but I want my own.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's nice to have your own just roll out.
Yeah, it's nice to have yours with no payment. So that's all right.
Mine's is almost there. It ain't that far away.
I'm talking about for me. I don't pay nothing. Shit. Oh, let me jump on a brand new bike for nothing. All right.
Brian said he's wondering if you were in the closet or something.
The fuck's that mean?
Well, he is single. He's a bachelor. You know how they used to say it in the olden days? He's a bachelor.
What's that mean? There's one laying in my bed right now. I tell her, get the hell out of here.
What's his name?
Fred.
What the fuck? Oh, he said because it's black behind you, he thought you were in the closet. He said that's what it looks like. We're in the closet.
Good thing he does brickwork good because his comedian skills suck.
Yeah, I resemble that remark.
Yeah.
Well, we got the commercials running on the audio podcast for like that gay guy in New York.
Yeah, he had, podcaster.
Yeah, what's his name? I forget what it is now. What is it? I can't remember what it is. Know. That podcast is quite humorous, actually.
Yeah, for us to promote it's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's actually, I could probably go to it and just play it right now. I mean, it's that guy is like, he's like as gay as they come, like, that's what it is. It's like, what is it called?
Promoting a gay podcast or something.
But it's not just gay. He's like doing it loudly or something. What does he call it? I forget. Damn it. No, let me see if I can find it. Hold on. I know I can find it. It's in here. Hold on. Where is it at? Lit bold. He's bold. He's not just gay. He's bold. There it is. It should go through right there.
Do you like learning more about what it takes to take your life story and turn it into a comedy act?
I just accept most people. I don't care who's advertising. But I've gotten so many people like, do you know what's advertising?
So in my podcast, yeah, I interview other
it's pretty people. Funny. But, like, people are freaking out about it that we have, like, it's like, who cares? I mean, he's got a podcast. He wants to promote it. Who gives a shit? You know what I mean? And it's probably not, I mean, it's probably not a bad podcast. It's probably funny. You know what I mean?
Oh, no.
People like that, like, what was it? Queer Eye for the Straight Guy and stuff. I mean, that's probably funny as shit. I mean, he said it's, you know, he said they joke around and stuff. So, I don't know.
Well, as long as they ain't too serious about it. You know how people get.
Yeah, well, yeah, people just are like, do you know what you're promoting? It's like,
funny as shit.
Oh, yeah, what is my, like, it's I'm promoting gayness? It's like, who cares? I don't care if people are gay. It's, I mean, people get so weirded out about stuff, but it's, I just think it's funny all the different, you know, messages I'm getting from people, like, you know, worried about it. Like, do you know? Did you know?
Yeah, of course we know.
You ever seen a grown man naked? Yeah, it's pretty crazy shit. Yeah, too much for me to deal with. But yeah, I'm excited again for the being on the live thing. I think that's kind of cool. It's kind of like our first like kind of event we're gonna go do that's not here.
Right.
Going out and about. I think that's gonna be cool. I think that it's cool that the subscribers are gonna get some feedback or some payback for going, you know. I mean, that's if you bring you in a guest, that's $50 you're getting for that. You know what I mean? And that's you're eating and drinking for free and we'll have a good time, you know. Hopefully it's a nice day. I hope that's what man, if it rains or something, that'll really suck.
Yeah. Won't they postpone it or something?
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know how that works.
We could take your time.
Well, because it's in the lodge thing. It's like in a pavilion. Like we could be underground. You know what I mean? So you're not like stuck out in the environment, but if it's nice, you could go on hikes through the trails. You could do all that stuff.
Park.
Yeah. So I was thinking, if we're gonna do that, I'd like to have the mobile like microphone and stuff too, like that plugs into your phone and stuff. I'm trying to get it set up so that it's, you know, we can make it as cool as we possibly can, and get some good clips and footage out of it or something. And hopefully, if we can get something worked out with Rob J to help us with the production of everything and you know, editing and graphics and stuff, I think that would be cool.
He probably
knows 10 times more than I know, that's for sure. He seems like he does. That's kind of what he likes doing. He literally said something that, so I go, does a dog have to be muzzled? I mean, not if it's a good dog.
If
it's an aggressive dog, you should do that. But I mean, that's just, you know, I mean, yeah, it's just a dog park. It is a dog park. Like it's dog friendly, you know, just like taking it to any other park, you know, if you took it to Cascade or whatever, you know, it's a Cleveland Metro Parks.
So you have to take a cork and put it in your dog.
I got to get the cigar cutter. the coolest thing I think about that will be, I think we'll have a lot of time to get some footage. Like we can get some actual good like footage, I think, to maybe run some promos.
We take, we could have them just film too and then send it to us. You know what I mean?
So yeah, other people can send stuff if you come out. Yeah, you can send that and us tag us in it, and then we would have it. And yeah, I mean, it's $25 a person, or if you're a subscriber to Madhouse, you'll get in, you know, with the Madhouse crew and, or Madhouse Bar Talk. And, yeah, it should be cool. I think it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited. We need some cool shirts. I wonder if I can get Amanda to make us some cool shirts for it. Some Bar Talk shirts. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm working on the hats right now.
Well, try and have them by May 4th. Can you do that?
I got to see. I got the guy at work working on him.
Is he though?
He's a badass artist, man.
Oh, the guy. Oh, you got him doing the artwork on it.
Yeah.
But he's not doing the hats.
No, I'll get that all done. I just need the artwork.
Oh, okay. You don't like our artwork.
What's our artwork? That little house?
Yeah, the Madhouse.
Yeah, it's going to be incorporated in it.
Oh, okay. All right. Free is my favorite word. Well, all you got to do is be a subscriber, Brian. Which isn't free. But it's cheap, though. I mean, it's only $7 a month to be a subscriber. But that's a $50 bonus right there. Or you could buy 25 and just come in. You know? And it's all the money's going to that Cleveland City Dogs or whatever it is. Yeah, Cleveland City Dogs? Yeah, I think it is. City Dogs Cleveland. So I don't know. It seems like
I hope they got some police dogs there.
They might. It's possible. This is like their 12th year doing this, so it's not like a new thing, no. It's
new to us.
It's new to us, yeah, but it should be pretty, I mean, 12 years in, they should have a pretty good crowd going. We'll just be our first time ever messing with it.
Right.
But it's cool he reached out and said that he had been asked a couple, which he's probably full of shit, you know. They're just stroking your ego.
Yeah, we you got know, all kinds of podcasts.
I could get this guy to do it.
Yeah. He's a dummy.
Here, ego stroke, ego stroke.
Yeah, that's right.
Whatever. Whatever to podcasters with big egos. I'm okay with it.
There's some pretty good podcasts coming out of Lorraine, ain't it?
Yeah, yeah. I like that. You know what I like on that? The Gurus podcast, I like their opening scene where they have events they've been to where they've recorded people saying, look at the Gurus or whatever. Yeah. I think that's kind of cool. I like that part of it. Their podcast, like they do a lot more like sports and hip hop, you know, more like cultural type stuff, like, or maybe not cultural is the wrong word. Maybe it's like younger cultural sports types that I think more than anything, I think. But yeah, I mean, they seem pretty good though. I reached out to them about us doing something together and he just ignored me basically.
Well, maybe he didn't get a chance to.
Oh, no, he's seen it because he responded and said, like, what were you thinking? And then I told him, and then that was that. I was like, evidently he didn't like what I was thinking. or maybe he was friends with, like, Mark Provenza or something.
Or Tony.
Or Tony. I was like, yeah, never mind.
Yeah.
Somebody yelled at me yesterday on Bar Talk, too. They didn't even yell at me on regular Madhouse Bar and Grill. They yelled at me on Bar Talk and said that it's a shame that we have to go out and ruin lives over ballots for a little bit of PR or something, they said.
Ruin lives for a little bit of PR. No, yeah. Whoever brought them in the bar is an idiot.
Well, I mean, when you have a history and a background of doing shady shit, getting fired, drinking, and all of a sudden, you're in a bar stuffing ballot bags into garbage bags and having a beer. Yeah, I'm probably going to call. That's just who I am as a person.
And everybody's saying, oh, he didn't do anything wrong, then why did he get fired or demoted or whatever?
Yeah, he was. I mean, it's wrong, period. That's not a good look. It's just not a good look.
Well, you're horrible.
I am, maybe. That's what I'll do for PR.
That's what you do for PR.
And then when I first seen it, I'm like, what does he mean? I mean, what does a Puerto Rican have to do with this? That's how Lorraine I am.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
That's how Lorraine I am. I seen PR and just all I thought was Puerto Rican,
what is
huh?
What are you talking about Guido for? Guido didn't do nothing. Well, he was at the dentist.
I had to double read it because I thought maybe he was saying something about you. Like maybe he was like saying that Puerto Rican or something. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I was at first I had to double read it. I'm like, I don't get it. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. Because I was like kind of looking at it too quick. I wasn't paying attention.
That's
funny. Yeah, and then I thought, boy, that's pretty Lorraine, the freaking CPR and think Puerto Rican before public relations.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it does either. Johnny Newman says it has nothing to do with PR. I don't think so either. I don't even know that ends up being good PR for Madhouse Bar.
No, it doesn't.
I don't think it really does. But it is good for Lorain County to make sure the ballots are done correctly and done the right way.
You think next year they'll be, I mean, next time that they'll be a little more cautious of who they have in there and probably more security kind of?
I don't know. Probably not. After Tia told us that they went up with a ladder 25 feet in the air and redirected the cameras so that they're not aimed at the the ballot box, I don't think there's much they wouldn't do. Now,
yeah.
That's, I mean, that's like Tia put it out there like that. And I'm like, that's crazy to me. Like that's not an accident. It didn't just, the wind didn't blow that camera up at the trees and away from the ballot box. It's
been sitting there for like 15 years, yeah, pointing in the same direction just, and all of a sudden. Yeah,
there's, I just don't trust anything to anybody. And the worst part is now it feels like, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it was always this way. And just because we have social media today that we see more of it, you know what I'm saying? And, okay, Kenny, I'll bring that up. Well, give me 1 second. Now that we see more of it, is that I always was under the assumption when you were running for elections and running back, you were running on based on merit and good ideas, or you were running on it, or you were putting something on the ballot that, you know, was good for the city, or you thought was good for the city. And maybe the city had the decision to make and decide whether they wanted it to be on the ballot or whatever it was. But I thought that that was the real thing behind it. But now I feel like, and maybe it's just because we see it because of social media and all the cameras that are always there and everything. But it's like everybody's just trying to win elections by just, what shady shit can I do to make this happen?
Right.
It's crazy. Like, it's absolutely insane. Well, the Trump thing, for instance, I mean, they're taking him to court for saying what the value of his property was and saying it, that he was wrong about it. Like, I mean, that's just everybody who ever went and got a loan had to say how much their property, they thought their property was worth. Every one of them is in jeopardy of being in trouble. That doesn't make any sense. But that they've got him out there doing it because for an election, just to win an election is the whole point, is to win this election. And the scary part is, why isn't Joe Biden? Have you seen anything where he's like really campaigning? I think he's figuring, why waste the money on a campaign? I already know what the outcome is. That's what I think. I mean, why isn't he campaigning? I mean, he didn't campaign last time either. He sat in his basement and did nothing. And I feel like that's what he's doing now. He's like barely going out. I think the best they can do is keep him out of the public eye. I swear to God. And I think that it's scary to me that I think that, why isn't he campaigning? That's the key question right now. Why is Joe Biden not campaigning? Why not? He already knows the outcome. Why waste the money?
I don't think it's that. I think it's his health.
Nope.
I don't think he physically could do it.
Why waste the money if you know the outcome? If it's his physical health, why wouldn't you put somebody else in a Democrat to run it?
That's what they should have done.
They don't need to. They already know the outcome. That's what it is. They already know the outcome. That's the scary part. But anyways, Kenny Greer said to remind everybody that July 3rd, the lunch bunch will be at the Madhouse Bar and Grill. And we'll be able to do it on the patio. They can have a really big group there that time. Because the Lunch Bunch, for people that don't know, the Lunch Bunch is a group of guys that get together and they bless local businesses, you know, once a week. They go around and they go to different places and they give you a heads up, which is awesome. They give you a heads up. They tell you they're coming so you can plan and have everything ready for it. Then in my instance, they usually tell me what they want to eat because they usually want ribs or something that I don't have on Wednesdays because it's Wing Wednesday. They always do it on a Wednesday. So they'll tell me, you know, can you have steaks and ribs or whatever because that's what they want. And then they come in and there's a lot of veterans involved. They usually do a Pledge of Allegiance. They set up the flag and stuff like that. And they bless, you know, a local business once a week and try and support them.
Everybody I've met from there are really cool.
Oh, great guys. Great guys. And all of them. I've wanted to have Kenny up here. We want to have Kenny come up and talk with us on the podcast. He's a pretty interesting guy.
So that's on a Wednesday?
It's going to be Wednesday, July 3rd. Yep. Okay. And this time it'll be cool. It'll be out on the patio. And they usually are here right at 11 when we open.
So let's plan on putting them on a Wednesday. Just get a hold of them and tell them we'll give them about a half hour up here.
Oh, on that day, yeah. Have him come up that day.
Yeah, so he ain't got to come on a Sunday and make a special thing. We'll just do a Wednesday
podcast. Well, Kenny comes in quite a bit.
Yeah,
he comes in even. Kenny, somebody made the comment on Facebook. They go, I would hate to have his food bill because he eats out every day.
Does he?
He goes and he not only does he do the one that do the Wednesday with the lunch bunch, which that could be 50 to 75 people coming in. He goes to those same restaurants that he likes, you know, and that he's trying to help out. He goes and just kind of does tours around and goes to different ones all the time and just has dinner, you know, Friday night and one Sunday night and whenever. Just so, I mean, just does a lot of eating out. And he does it just to try and support people and, you know, bring people, you know, he likes to show support for local businesses and, you know, bunch of good guys. They come in here quite a bit on Thursdays too, just for in the afternoon for ribs. They'll just come.
Back to that guy that's whoever said that you just doing it for PR or whatever.
Yeah.
So their thought on it was it's okay for him to do that?
I ruined his lives, he said.
He ruined his life.
Ruined his life.
He done it to himself.
Yeah, I don't think that his first of all, his main job is not working a polling station twice a year. I mean, I don't think I ruined his life.
No.
I mean, and second of all, his reputation is horrible anyway. Everybody's always thought of him as a drunk that's doing scandalous shit. So, I mean, why you would even put him in that position? You know, that would be like in Mayberry if they pulled him out of the cell, the town drunk. What was his name? Otis? Otis? Yeah. That would be if they put Otis in charge of balloting. Why would you? Well, not even. It'd be worse because Otis was never, like, doing anything illegal. He was just drunk.
Yeah, so I don't know. Like, yeah, just the shady shit he was doing. Even if he wasn't malicious or whatever,
it's
stupid.
Yeah, it's stupid. It's dumb. I mean, putting him in that position in the polling station, I felt like was dumb anyways. It would be like letting Tony DiMacchia run the school board. That's what it would be like.
Oh my
it would
God.
Be that stupid. Oh, wait, they do that too. There's no bottomless pit on this old boys club, huh? How do you get in the old boys club? It seems profitable.
I don't know.
I want to be in the old boys club. What do you got to do? You just got to not talk shit about them and let them get away with shit and not say nothing.
You ain't getting in it.
No. I mean, I don't know. I that's the old boys club seems like they got something going on here.
Yeah.
Man, I want in.
Yeah, you ain't getting in.
I want in.
Well,
I want in the old boys club.
That's like me getting in the KKK. It ain't happening.
It could happen.
It just ain't happening.
No, wasn't there like a famous black guy that was in the KKK?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Dave Chappelle.
Is that what I'm thinking of? I'm just thinking of a Chappelle skit.
Oh, my God.
That's hilarious. Where's Chappelle live? He's in this area. Yeah. He's in Ohio somewhere, right?
Yeah. What is it, Greensville or something like that?
I don't know. It's somewhere. I don't know.
Something like that.
Country-ass area. It's by Cincinnati, right?
Yeah. Between that. I don't know. But, yeah, that shit.
Scotty just logged on. He missed my good comment.
No, I think he caught it.
You think so?
Yeah.
He said it's like DiMacchia running a boys and girls club. Yeah, why would you do that? It's just, it doesn't make sense. It just does not make sense.
I don't care what anybody says. Mike should be running that shit.
Oh, Mike Conabear should be running a boys and girls club. He's brought the financing and money to that place. He's done all the fundraising for that place. And he got screwed. As soon as he got that thing making a bunch of money, they brought him in, which, okay. They connected him with the rest of the Boys and Girls Club, so they kind of all share the pot, which, okay, I can understand why that would happen. But why you would, throw him to the dogs afterwards doesn't make sense.
And put people over him that shouldn't be.
I mean, yeah, for sure. They brought in new people and just, put him in charge. You know why? Because they're probably part of the old Boys Club somewhere else in Cleveland or something. That's probably why they're in charge of Conabear, probably.
Was it...
Them old boys clubs. I need to get into one of those. How do you do it? I gotta do it.
The only way you're gonna get into it is if you start your own. Cause there ain't you ain't getting into none of these other ones. Shit.
Are they all Freemasons or whatever?
I don't know. Maybe Ogle will let you know.
Yeah, Ogle's in that, but they don't talk about it, right?
Shh. I don't know.
That's the Freemason way.
Yeah.
Don't talk about it and break windows.
Yeah. That must have been his initiation this week.
Bust his window. How am I going to do that? Weed whack or something. I don't know.
Is that what it is? That's what it is. Ogle's a Freemason, and Damaki and them are probably Freemasons, and he busted my window out for that reason.
Yep.
That's probably what it was. He's like, I'll get you back, you son of a bitch. I'll go to my fellow Freemasons.
Yeah.
Now that makes sense.
He's obligated.
He's obligated. He didn't even have a choice in the matter.
Yeah, poor Ogle.
Oh, man. That's bullshit.
Yeah. Now you got to buy a window.
Now I got to buy a door.
Oh.
It was a French door that he busted a window out of. It was a French door. Yeah, that's a whole... Well, you could probably buy the window, but I'd probably have to order it. Who knows how long it'll take.
It costs more than to get a whole new
door. I could just go buy a whole new window, or I could put a slider in there or a French door, either one, and just pull that one out and replace it, and it'll be done and over with. Hopefully.
All right, we're about done here.
I don't know. You got anything else?
Nah.
No?
Nah.
No promoting?
Let me see. No.
When's the Tyson Jake Paul fight?
I don't know. It's coming up. No, that's in July, isn't it?
June, I don't know. I'm asking. June or July? Okay.
I think so.
All right. All right. I guess we're out of here. For anybody else that's not a subscriber, please subscribe. Get your subscription of our subscription podcast, and it'll also get you tickets to come into, well, you don't need tickets, but you'll get to come into for free what?
Did you find out about the Jeep, the truck?
Hold on. You'll get tickets to come into the park for the dog pound event on May 4th and get free beer and food. Yeah. So if you're a subscriber, and what Jeep are you talking about?
Keith.
Oh, well, you know what? He said that he's got to get the title and he's got to get it plated and stuff. He doesn't have it plated or anything.
Well, he's got time.
Keith, you hear that? You got time. Get to work. The $25 pays for the $25. If you donate the $25 to them, it goes to the City Dogs of Cleveland. So that's where the $25 goes to. If you subscribe, I've already paid that for you. If you're a subscriber to Madhouse Bar Talk, I'll be paying that for you. Well, I've paid it already for you, actually. So, $7 a month, Brian. That's it. That's the one. And there's content that we'll put on there. We're trying to make more content for that. But right now, this is a little bonus to help out anybody who's been subscribing, because we've had some subscribers that haven't gotten anything real benefits out of it. I did get to hear a couple interviews that were like just on the subscription, and we're going to probably do some more that way. We are going to do some more that way for sure. But then once we start doing the more that are doing it that way, then you'll get that. But right now, that's just a quick little benefit to get you started. And so, I mean, if you're going to pay the money, you do it for. What's that pay for the podcaster? I don't know, Brian. I'll text you after we get off the air. How's that? All right. Peace.
Peace.
If you enjoyed that podcast, please subscribe and share. Also, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok to stay up to date with our videos and antics we got going on around Madhouse Bar and Grill. You can always stop in and see me, Jimmy, or Guido at the Madhouse Bar and Grill. We're located at the corner of Clinton Avenue, Northridge Road, and we got great food here and plenty of drinks, some pretty bartenders, and who knows, maybe you'll even end up on the podcast. See you there.